Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today's training is titled The 4 Steps to Success in Network Marketing. Now, I wish I could say this was all my original idea. I do want to give some credit to Jordan Adler. He talks about this concept some in his book, Beach Money. Highly recommend that if you haven't read it. Just wanted to give him a shout out for that. These are the 4 steps that he outlined in the book, but I'm also going to share my own thoughts on it, and hopefully it will give you a better idea of how to be successful in your business. Step number one is to use the products. Everything in our business revolves around product use. It revolves around end users using our product, customers using our product, distributors using our product. If the products don't make sense, there is no long-term business. So make sure that you have a company with a product line that offers a good value. It doesn't have to be the cheapest price, doesn't have to be the number one highest quality, but it has to be a good value at the price point that is priced at for your customers, for people not doing the business. Number two, you want to service a few customers. Now, what you see on social media, what a lot of people do is they just push products. You have people in our industry who only talk about the business. You have a lot of people, which is most people, who only talk about the products. And they basically think of their job as a salesperson. I'm going to go sell product. I'm going to go make money. That is direct sales. That is not what network marketing is all about. Network marketing is about leverage. It's about having a large team of people all doing a little bit. Now, everyone needs to have a few customers. I would say personally, anywhere from 2 to 10 personal customers who are buying products from you, people who have no intent to do this as a business. If you can find and maintain 2 to 10 customers, that is more than enough. Now, if you want to be a retailing machine and just go retail to hundreds of people, you can do that as well. But that is direct sales. Just want to clarify that. That is not what networking is about. So 2 to 10 is what you should do. 2 to 10 is what you should teach. Once you have maintained that, you've found your customers, you've maintained them, now you can go to step three. Step three is to recruit your new business builders. How many people do you need to recruit? Who should you recruit? I have basically been taught to make it a goal to try to recruit one person a week. Even as a part-timer, this is possible. If you talk to 20, 30, 40 people a week about the business, there's a high likelihood you're going to sign up at least one person. Obviously, if you talk to better quality prospects and you have high improved skills, you can talk to fewer people and get the same result. But even if you're unskilled, you can recruit new people by talking to a lot of people. And new distributors are the lifeblood of your business. You always have to have new people coming into your business. Every business needs new employees, new customers. It's just a fact. So you have to take the time and learn how to recruit. It is a skill that anyone can learn. It's just basically mastering some basic skills, how to present, how to close, how to follow up, having confidence and posture in yourself, having belief in your company, the industry, your product. But recruiting is where the magic happens in this business. You shouldn't only be recruiting focused. You shouldn't only be product focused. You need to do both. Everybody needs customers. Everybody needs to recruit if they want to build a big team. And finally, step number four is where the magic happens. Step number four is when you teach your team these first 3 steps and you duplicate it in your organization. So you're using the products, you love them. You've got 10 customers who love the product, they buy from you every month. You have started recruiting. Now what you're doing is you're working with people that you've recruited, that they've recruited, other people in your team. You're teaching them these basic steps so they can master them. Now, this won't all happen overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time to learn how to get customers. It's going to take a little bit of time to learn how to recruit. This is why personal development is important. This is why you want to be plugged in. This is why you want to work with your coach. This is why you want to be consistent in your business so you can get really good at a few simple tasks in your business. That's how you're going to build a big team, by learning those basic skills and by doing them consistently in your business and teaching people in your organization how to do the same thing. So in a nutshell, use the products, find and maintain a few customers, recruit new distributors, and teach your team those first 3 steps and duplicate it in your organization over and over and over and over and over again. And of course, it also helps if you pick one company and you stick with it for a long time. If you're in a new company every 2-3 months, it's going to be hard to be successful in the industry. You got to pick a company and then you got to do these steps in one company for anywhere from 2 to 5 years. That's where the magic happens for most people. You're not going to be successful in 90 days. You're not going to be successful in a month. It's going to take some time to learn, develop, and master these skills and to duplicate it and grow your organization. So I hope you found this training helpful. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. You can check out my website, charlesholmes.net. I teach network marketers how to be successful. I have lots of training and tips and resources and tools that can help you grow your business. You can learn more about my business at newinternetbiz.com. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, and please share this with anyone you think would benefit from this training. Thanks for watching and listening, and I hope you have a great day.